Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Some good business news for Humboldt County. Businessman Rob Barkley of Security National appeared on Talk Shop this week, provided some good news on the local job front.
I'm quite encouraged that Security National, over the next 18 months, we should be adding at least 100 jobs locally. We've landed some very significant servicing contracts. We've gotten some financing to buy servicing. So we should be adding a lot of servicing, and I'm very encouraged.
Barkley went on to discuss the balloon track and said work was progressing slowly but steadily, and then added,
"Well, there is actually pretty good news. The pump system work, we're going to be before the Coastal Commission, I believe, this fall. I mean, we're now, in fact, we had a call today where I gave everyone the, okay, let's go now. And I'm comfortable with where we are on this whole thing. We're going to get this entitled now. It feels pretty good."
The Eureka Police Department is investigating a pair of armed robberies that they believe were committed by the same person and are asking for the public's help in identifying the suspect. Both robberies occurred at the Stop and Shop in Eureka, the first occurring in August, where the suspect brandished a handgun at the clerk. The second robbery occurred on the 19th of this month, where the suspect brandished a bolt-action rifle at the clerk. Suspect is described as a white or mixed race adult male, 5'9", with a slender to medium build. In the photos released by police, the suspect is seen wearing a black hoodie and a bandana across his face. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police. A new child passenger safety seat law on the books in California, Public Information Officer Paul Dalen discusses.
Well, there was one that applies to a lot of people, and it's actually upset a lot of people. The new child passenger seat law, it actually went into effect on the 1st, and there's no longer poundage. So all we're looking for is that child is 8 years old, unless they reach the height of 4'9" tall. So everybody underneath that, all the little kids underneath that weight or that age and height, is required to be in a child passenger seat.
More information can be found on the California Department of Public Health website. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for local beaches, a westerly swell building in the ocean that could result in breakers 16 to 18 feet this morning, and of the danger of sneaker waves on local beaches. Never turn your back on the ocean. Be prepared for rapidly changing conditions. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Firefighters from Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a house fire on Little Fairfield Avenue yesterday morning, and when they arrived on scene, they found flames and smoke coming from a corner of the residence, as well as a downed power line that was arcing. PG&E workers took care of the power pole while additional fire units were dispatched. Crews had the fire under control in 40 minutes and remained on scene for 3 more hours for overhaul operations and complete extinguishment. The occupant of the residence was outside when firefighters arrived, found to be suffering from second-degree burns and smoke inhalation after he went back inside to search for his pets. He was treated at the scene, but 2 dogs died in the fire. Caltrans announced that a public open house for the Broadway Engineered Feasibility Study will be held Thursday, February 16th, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Wharf Finger Building, One Marina Way in Eureka. The drop-in style open house will look at possible improvements to Broadway along the 3-mile stretch of Route 101 between Kmart and the division of 4th and 5th Streets. There will be a brief formal presentation at 4:30 p.m. and again at 5:30, in addition to an opportunity for the public to review displays, ask questions of Caltrans staff, and make comments as well as suggestions. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.